London is no stranger to terrorist attacks, but yesterday's events held a peculiar horror. A man believed to be a British soldier was hacked to death on a street in broad daylight. His two attackers did not try to escape. They stuck around and made speeches trying to justify the brutal killing. Here is one attacker addressing a passerby filming on his cell phone.
I apologize that women had to witness this today, but in our land, our women have to see the same. You people will never be safe. Remove your governments. They don't care about you.
That footage, which showed a man whose hands are covered in blood clutching a butcher knife, was shown on Britain's ITV News. We're joined from London by NPR's Philip Reeves to find out more about what happened yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So bring us up to date, please, on what we know at this point.
Well, this happened in early afternoon, a few hundred metres from an army barracks in South London in Woolwich. It's thought the two attackers were in a car. They drove up onto the sidewalk and knocked down their victim. They got out, hacked him to death with knives, a machete and a cleaver. And all this happened in front of passers-by, some of them filming events. Armed police eventually arrived. They shot and injured the two attackers, who are now under arrest in hospital.
Well, what is known about what motivated this attack?
Well, officials have been telling reporters privately that they think this is the work of Islamist extremists. All we really have to go on at this stage is the rhetoric, what the men said to people afterwards. They referenced Allah. They reportedly spoke of being fed up, of people killing Muslims in Afghanistan. One spoke of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. The attackers, bizarrely, said they would not allow men to approach the dead man, but they did allow women to go up to the body. And one of the attackers actually spoke with a woman just standing right there in the street right after this brutal killing. She says he told her that they killed a British soldier as revenge for the death of Muslims in Islamic nations.
And Phil, this attack caused Prime Minister David Cameron to return from a trip to France. He got back to London. How has the British government responded?
With great alarm and urgency, security's been tightened at army barracks around London. Remember, during the Civil War in Northern Ireland, Irish Republican militants carried out a number of large, deadly attacks on British soldiers in England. That's burned deep in British memories. And this incident kind of raises that spectre. And tactically, it'll worry security services because of its simplicity. It required no bombs. It was just knives and cleavers, the sort of thing you can buy in a hardware store, used by people who apparently don't care if they're caught or even if they die. The security agencies will be examining all this, and one of the things they really will want to know is if there's an organisation behind these two guys. It's worth noting that there has been a threat of this kind of thing before. A couple of years back, a man in England was convicted of plotting to behead a British soldier.
Well, just briefly, when you speak of an organisation behind these attackers, what is the Islamic community in Great Britain saying? They must also be horrified.
Yes, there have been plentiful comments from various British Islamic organisations completely condemning this attack.
Phil, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves speaking to us from London.